President Trump's Palm Beach, Florida country club Mar-a-Lago has taken a financial hit following the recent violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. At least 20 organizations, including the Cleveland Clinic and the American Red Cross, have canceled events at the club in coming months to protest or respond to the president's response to the unrest. But why are nonprofits hosting events at expensive locations like Mar-a-Lago in the first place? Joining us now is Doug White, a nonprofit and philanthropic advisor. He's formerly the head of the Columbia University Nonprofit Management Program. Doug, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, first of all, help us understand sort of in a broad sense, what are the costs involved at hosting a fundraiser at a place like Mar-a-Lago?
Well, they're not insignificant, and they do go through a tremendous range. Some organizations will spend upwards of $1 million, and others will spend a couple hundred thousand dollars, some even less than that. But the key thing isn't so much how much it costs them. It's what they raise as a result of being there. An event at a place like Mar-a-Lago or anywhere else is quite expensive relative to fundraising costs in general. Generally speaking, you're going to be paying about 50 cents on the dollar in order to have an event at a place like Mar-a-Lago. One of the age-old discussions in fundraising, it's just not just a question of keeping the costs low. It's also looking at the other end and finding out how much you're making in order to pursue your mission.
Well, I mean, when did this trend of hosting charity events at these high-profile, expensive, fancy locations begin? I mean, is it as old as fundraising itself, or is it a relatively modern phenomenon?
Well, we could go back to 1643 when Harvard had its first fundraiser when they raised 500 pounds. But that probably wasn't at a very fancy restaurant or hotel. We're talking about mostly going into the 60s when charity started to grow up in the sense of really looking at its fundraising potential and how people oftentimes think of charity as social events as well as ways to help a cause. And that's really what drives, I believe anyway, the kinds of events that are being held at Mar-a-Lago and other places.
So how important overall is this particular kind of fundraising for these organizations? Because, of course, there's many different kinds, right? I mean, there are also very wealthy people out there who give directed funds, for example, or grants and say, you know, I specifically want to support X job that you're doing. As you mentioned, these types of charity-based social events are a different thing. But all in all, for a group like, I don't know, like the Red Cross, how important are the socially driven fundraisers?
I don't feel they're as important as those organizations feel. It's driven, in my personal view, a lot by ego and a lot by stature and a lot by saying this is what we do and where we hold our events and the kinds of people we can invite and honor at these kinds of events. A lot of that is a lot of glitter. And so I, too, wonder about the efficacy of putting on these kinds of events in general.
Mm. But perhaps the nonprofit gets some kind of intangible out of it or social capital out of it by having access to these wealthy and influential people, by pulling them into their sphere.
That's correct. And there's no argument from me on that point. It's just that when I weigh the benefits and the negatives, I have to question whether there is as much benefit as many organizations think there is. Mm.
And Doug White, I'm curious because obviously we're having this conversation now because organizations are deciding not to hold their fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago, bringing politics into this question. How much more do nonprofits have to think about that now in this day and age where it seems like almost every decision can be read as political?
I have always thought that the charitable sector was the least political sector that we have. If we look at business and government and charities, the nonprofit sector is or should not be political, and it also should be ethics-based in a way that the other two sectors are not. Now, you've just said that a reason for the pullout is political, and I think that most of the organizations look at the comments that President Trump made after Charlottesville and say, this we cannot abide. I have a problem with the entirety of it because – and I don't think of it in political terms. The reason these guys should not be at a place like Mar-a-Lago is that they're commercially supporting the president of the United States. And that would be true and bad regardless of which party he represented. And the problem is that these charities, good charities led by good people, are drawn to an event like this for – a lot of good reasons, even though I just criticize them, but I get that there's another side to that. in the process of being drawn, they're not taking into account the weighing of values. That is to say, we're going to make X dollars, and therefore we're going to do it. But they don't say, okay, what is it going to cost us, not only in terms of money, but also in terms of who they are in society, what kind of mission they're promoting, and that sort of a thing, have to be taken into account when making this kind of a decision. Apparently, these 20 organizations did that kind of a calculus and came up with that decision. But that doesn't mean other charities didn't do that and came up with the decision to stay.
Well, Doug White is a nonprofit and philanthropic advisor. He's formerly the head of the Columbia University Nonprofit Management Program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.